a surprise jump for retail sales.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And we will start with the numbers. Stocks are lower. You don't often hear that sad music anymore these days. Stocks are lower this morning at the open. The Dow down 22 points or 0.1% at 14,427. The NASDAQ down 0.2% and same with the S&P 500. The Commerce Department said this morning that retail sales were up by a better than expected 1.1% last month. That is despite higher gas prices and that payroll tax increase that went into effect at the beginning of the year. To find out what's going on, we're joined live from Pittsburgh by Gus Fauché. He is senior economist with PNC Financial Services Group. Hi, Gus.
Good morning.
So what's your explanation for what's going on here?
It appears that consumers haven't been fazed by the increase in personal income and the Social Security payroll tax. They continue to spend. The gains were much better than we were expecting. It wasn't just higher gasoline prices. If we look at retail sales, excluding in autos and gas, those were up about 0.4% in February. That's a very solid number, and consumers appear to be in pretty good shape.
But we've been hearing for so long that if you raise taxes, any taxes on anybody, that they're going to spend less. So why didn't that happen with this payroll tax increase?
Well, you know, I'm a little surprised, to be honest with you. I did expect to see not a decline in retail sales, but at least slower growth. But it appears that households are pretty confident about the outlook. We're continuing to see good job gains. We're seeing a little bit higher, bigger paychecks, so people have a little bit more money to spend. And they're also benefiting from rising housing values.
Well, so that was what I was going to ask you the next thing. I mean, is housing part of this? Because obviously when people's home goes up in value, they feel more confident, they're more willing to spend.
That's right. We're certainly seeing a rising what we call wealth effect, which is when your wealth goes up, you're a little bit more willing to spend. And don't forget, it's not just house prices. It's also stock prices. So we've had the big run-up in the stock market recently.
Right.
The value of people's 401k is higher. According to the Fed, we've seen household net worth surpass its pre-recession peak. So households are feeling wealthier, and I think that's contributing somewhat to the turnaround that we're seeing in consumer spending.
Gus Fauché, senior economist with PNC Financial Services Group. Thank you so much.
Thank you.